Hello out there, and welcome to IMPACT, the official podcast of Drexel University School of Education's Education Doctorate Program. I'm Dr. Deanna Hill, here with my podcasting partner, Dr. Stephanie Smith-Budai, and we're pleased to have Dr. Jimmy Lynch join us today on IMPACT. Dr. Lynch is the Executive Director of Athletics for the School District of Philadelphia and President of the Philadelphia Public League. Dr. Lynch, we're so excited to have you as a guest today to learn more about the impact that your Drexel EDD has had leadership and scholarship. So Dr. Lynch, tell us what you've been up to professionally since you graduated with your EDD in Educational Leadership and Management from Drexel.
Thank you for the opportunity to be here, Dr. Hill. I appreciate it. This is a really neat podcast opportunity, and I'm happy to be on this episode. I've kind of been up to, at least professionally, been doing the same job since I graduated back in June of 2020. However, in my work in scholastic athletic administration, I've kind of added on additional kind of roles that I've taken on a couple steering committees and advisory committees. I currently serve on a steering committee with the Aspen Institute and their Project Play initiative for reimagining school sports in America. And that was a pretty neat opportunity because that actually was a result of my research. I did a lot of throughout my literature review and throughout my research, I did a lot with the Aspen Institute and using some of the data that they had previously done, and through a lot of the networking and contacts that I've made throughout the whole dissertation journey, I was actually asked to be on that steering committee that they launched about 18 months ago, and we'll be wrapping up this November with kind of a new set of recommendations on how to improve school sports. So that was a pretty neat opportunity. In addition, I'm serving on an advisory panel with the Hospital for Special Surgery and reimagining physical education in schools. And obviously in my work and as an urban athletic administrator, I'm kind of bringing that lens of our urban schools, the challenges we face, the unique structures that we have in our school systems across the country. And a lot of that resulted from the research I did throughout my dissertation. So while professionally I'm in the same role and I love this role and I hope to be in this role forever, it's really a neat opportunity to kind of use the research and the and kind of the findings that I've seen throughout my dissertation process and be able to apply it into some things that are obviously very close to what I do and work and stuff that I'm very passionate about.
You have been quite busy, Dr. Lynch, since completing your EDD with all the additional roles that you have taken on. So thank you for sharing those. It's great to hear what you've been up to. As you are probably aware, the Drexel EDD in Educational Leadership and Management is designed to prepare scholarly practitioners to identify and address problems of practice in their own professional contexts. So what made the Drexel EDD appealing to you, and what were you looking for in a doctoral program when you decided on Drexel?
Yeah, absolutely. So I knew just some colleagues of mine at the school district previously went through the program. So I knew of Drexel's program. But for me personally, in my career, one of the things that really appealed to me was the concentration tracks that you guys had. And I know they've expanded and been more refined over the years. But obviously, the athletic administration concentration is the one that I chose. And that allowed me to obviously go through the program with the base of the educational leadership, but then be able to take courses beyond what I had done in undergrad and graduate school with sport management and really kind of be able to apply that to an educational leadership space. And then obviously the hybrid is the specific one I chose because I thought that was pretty neat because it allowed me to still have that face-to-face time with our instructors, you know, that once a month and with your cohort, which I became very close with members of my cohort, throughout the program, which I know a lot of previous cohorts did. And that really kind of relied on each other to kind of get through. So I really liked kind of the community piece of it, getting on campus. I mean, I'm a Philly kid, so it wasn't hard for me to get up to Drexel's campus, but a lot of my classmates were not from the Philly area. So like that, you know, they would fly in, they would drive in, things like that. But it was really neat to be able to get to campus, have that kind of community space there with your classmates, and then also kind of have the online portion where the bulk of your work is done. And throughout the program, one thing I kind of came to really appreciate was that when we were on campus, it wasn't like we were reading through textbooks or, you know, doing stuff like that. When we were on campus, it was really kind of the problem solving, the networking, kind of really kind of thinking critically about how to solve problems that are constantly facing our school systems. and higher ed and other areas that the program touches. But it was a neat way to kind of really say, all right, when you're on campus, this is what you guys are going to be focusing on. And then obviously through the online work with the Blackboard Learn system and obviously throughout the courses, you're able to get kind of your work done before you came to campus. So when you came to campus, it was really kind of doing more of the problems of practice.
That's actually a really great segue to my next question. You spoke to this earlier in terms of the impact of your dissertation research. Can you tell us more about that? How did you come to your problem of practice? What would you say has been the most significant impact in terms of the dissertation?
Yeah, absolutely. So it was interesting because I remember going through the early part of the program and the professor saying, oh, what you want to do now, you know, make sure you love it because you're going to end up changing it 10 times before you figure out what you want to do. And I was one of the unique ones where like I came into this program knowing what I wanted to study, how I wanted to study it. And it, you know, some things changed here and there, but it just became more refined and more interesting to me as I kind of went through the different courses that help you kind of set up your dissertation process, which is very valuable to prepare you for that. So for me, you know, studying urban school systems athletic departments was something that I always wanted to do because at the time, I guess I was in year three of my current role. I'm in year six now, and seeing the challenges that Philadelphia faced. And I wanted to see how that kind of matched up against other major urban city school systems around the country, LA, Chicago, New York, et cetera. Wanted to see, you know, if we encounter the same challenges and obstacles. And two, if we do encounter the same challenges and obstacles, what are some best practices that they've been able to do? So I thought that was a pretty neat opportunity. And obviously things change, you know, whether it was the methodology or the, you know, the literature streams or however they changed throughout the dissertation process. My mindset was always, you know, I love what I do. This is what I've been doing my whole career. You know, and this is something that I want to study to be able to, you know, one, find out best ways to improve these school systems and then be able to share that with other counterparts across the country. So for me, one of the things that was a positive benefit from this was twofold. One, as I mentioned before, with the Aspen Institute Steering Committee, I actually am, you know, I guess was cited or published in some of the reports that they put out over the past year, especially during the pandemic, which was really neat because they had done a lot of work with the urban schools and how they were obviously impacted more so than our suburban counterparts. But then another piece that I think was even more valuable, and this actually kind of directly resulted from a lot of the subjects that I interviewed throughout the dissertation process. You know, I always kind of followed up, you know, if you're interested in kind of being or receiving more information or learning more about this, please let me know. And we've kind of developed kind of a, you know, almost like an urban sport group, if you will, of athletic directors, district level athletic directors in urban cities around the country. And we have monthly conference calls and we really relied on each other, especially during kind of the heart of the pandemic last year when we were trying to really figure out how to return to play safely, hearing what they're doing down in Texas, out in California, in Illinois, you know, down south, all that kind of stuff really helped us kind of, you know, one, lean on each other, but also kind of think, hey, how can we do this safely? And we know we're facing the same issues. And pandemic aside, you know, let's keep this going because even in a post-COVID era, we think it's valuable to kind of hear different people's thought processes and different inputs on that. So that was something I think that really, really developed well for me and something I really value, especially moving forward and just kind of having that collegiality with my counterparts in other city school systems.
It is so wonderful to hear how your dissertation research has impacted not only students, but their families and the surrounding communities within the city of Philadelphia, Dr. Lynch. As you know, one of the Drexel differences is our focus on sustainable leadership. And that's a big concept, which includes understanding how systems work and coming to understand how one's own worldview, values, beliefs, and habits of mind influence one's leadership. So how did this impact the way you see yourself within your own context?
Yeah, so I think the way the program was developed, I think was really unique. You know, you kind of start off with your kind of your core foundation coursework, and then you kind of start to build on that and start to think critically, as you mentioned, the kind of the systems level thinking. And, you know, as a, you know, lifelong, you know, student athlete, I would say, you know, for me, it was something that I really enjoyed because I had a great experience growing up with sports. You know, I come from a big family. I'm the youngest, so I always had an opportunity to play sports, whether it was, you know, out front, you know, playing basketball with my brothers, or whether it was on a team or anything like that. And obviously over the past 15 years being involved in urban schools and athletics, I'm realizing that's not the case everywhere. And it started really kind of getting me to think, you know, how can we ensure that access and opportunity is not a barrier, especially for our most vulnerable children, you know, especially in the inner cities. A lot of them, you know, whether it's, you know, safety issues, lack of facilities, you know, cultural structures, things like that, that may prevent them from playing. How can we break down those barriers and overcome those challenges to ensure that those students have those opportunities? So, you know, coming into it, you know, really kind of having a broad based view of what I wanted to, do and how I wanted to improve my own career and my own scope of work that I do. But then throughout the program, really kind of refining that and going through the different coursework where you start to think about problems differently. You know, one of the things I always joked about with my colleagues is, you know, the quantitative course with the SPSS was probably the hardest course I took because I'm a qualitative person, but it was important to take that because you started to think different ways of analyzing problems and finding solutions. And going back to the core group that I had in my cohort, you know, they're one of the reasons I got through that course because we always kind of, you know, supported each other throughout the program. And that was a kind of an eye-opening thing for me because we had a lot of quantitative, a lot of qualitative courses, but that one quantitative course, having a classmate of mine who was doing a quant research project and seeing how they thought about a problem was much different than how I was thinking about the problems in my dissertation. But obviously, you know, we're both trying to find solutions to the problems that we found. So I think that was a pretty neat way to kind of leverage the systems level thinking and kind of looking at the worldview, because I'll have one view, you know, in a conceptual framework, and someone may have an entirely different one. And neither of us are wrong. It's just that we look at it differently. So I think bringing that into the program, and obviously hearing from other colleagues and classmates throughout the program, was really valuable in developing kind of the overall experience. And then obviously post-graduation, being able to implement that in our day-to-day work.
That's excellent. I actually want to go a little deeper into what you just spoke to, because, you know, addressing issues of equity, inclusion, and social justice is really at the core of teaching, learning, and scholarship in our EDD program. And so can you talk a little more about how your experience as a student with your dissertation, how it's impacted your ability to contribute to equity, social justice, and or anti-racist practices in your current professional practice?
Yeah, absolutely. So at the School District of Philadelphia, diversity, equity, inclusion, and anti-racism has been at the core of our work, especially over the past 18 months and moving forward. It became an essential part of our Board of Education's goals and guardrails. And kind of going through the work that I did through my dissertation was really unique, because seeing how other large city school districts tackle the same issues, because again, you know, the cities that I studied, they were traditionally the largest city in their state. So they're encountering a whole range of challenges that are very different than their suburban counterparts or rural counterparts, and kind of looking at that from a lens of diversity, equity, inclusion is important, because, you know, just because the kids are in the city and, you know, the city may have more struggles than the suburban, doesn't mean that, you know, the opportunities need to reflect that. We need to break down those barriers to ensure that, you know, kid could go to any school in the city and still have those same opportunities as a kid a mile down the road when you cross over the city border has. So, and my colleagues and other city school systems obviously had the same thoughts and same ideas. So, you know, that was a piece of what I talked about earlier about having one of the things that resulted from this was having our monthly conference calls, because especially during the return to play during the pandemic, knowing that a lot of our suburban schools were able to get up and running and you know, start right off, a lot of our city departments of health around the country had more stricter COVID protocols in place for right reason. But it just, made us kind of think more outside the box and think creatively about how to get these kids, you know, back playing so they wouldn't lose out on a full season. And we were able to successfully launch a return to play this past spring and play all three seasons between the months of January and June to ensure those kids had the opportunity the last school year.
Thank you so much. You are very accomplished and very busy. And in addition to overseeing the athletics for a very large school district in the city of Philadelphia, as well as the Philadelphia Public League, You also serve as a member of the PA State Athletic Directors Association Executive Council and as the Section 2 representative to the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association Board of Directors, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
All right. So of all of that, what has been the greatest impact of the Drexel EDD on your career?
That's a good one. So I would say, and my term on the National ADs Association is coming to an end this year, but I would say that's been a great accomplishment and impact because I was on that board throughout the whole process of the EDD program. So, a lot of what I learned through my studies, I was able to kind of reflect on my position on the board. And being from obviously and the only person on the board at the time from a large urban city school district, I think allowed me to bring that lens to kind of a national organization where, our members of the board come from all different states, all different school structures, all different styles, public, private, parochial, et cetera. So I think that allows us to really kind of have, collaborative thought throughout, how we want to move our organization forward and being able to utilize that platform to really kind of put a lens to our urban schools on there. Allowed us to kind of think creatively and going back to Dr. Hill's mention about the DEI. I mean, that was a big focus of our National ADs Association over the last 18 months was really building in, a subcommittee for diversity, equity, inclusion, but also, how do we reach more of our underrepresented populations, that may not always attend our national conferences or get involved with our professional development, what can we do to reach out to them rather than just saying, oh, well, we're here for them, if they want to reach out to us, but being more proactive and getting out there in the communities and getting those folks involved with the association. So, I would definitely say that was a big piece. And just going back to what I alluded to earlier, I think the Aspen Institute was a big impact too, because, their sport and society program is still fairly new and their project play, there's a lot of heavy hitters, the Nikes of the world, the Hospital for Special Surgeries, the other big foundations that really support their work, and to be able to kind of have a voice in that steering committee and kind of go through that process, I think was pretty powerful. What we did was we had 8 different categories of schools throughout, small urban, large urban, suburban, rural, private, charter, et cetera. And each winner of those categories received a $20,000 grant from the Dick's Sporting Goods Foundation. And one of our schools here in Philly actually just won the small urban school category. So just kind of seeing that from a view on the steering committee, but also being a part of that celebration, I thought was pretty unique. As I mentioned, we're going to be wrapping up in November and putting out a report in the early new year about, best practices to kind of revamp scholastic athletics in our schools, because what we've known over the past many years and stuff I covered in my dissertation was, it's become very much, a varsity, intense oriented athletic program. Rather, when you were looking 20, 25 years ago, you had freshman JV and varsity at high school level, but then you also had intramurals, you had clubs, you had after school activities. And a lot of that has gone by the wayside to pave way for, everyone who thinks they're going to be the next LeBron James. And while there will be a next LeBron James, the rates of kids who make it on for a college scholarship or make it to the professional levels, dwindles at each level, and making sure, that everyone has an opportunity to play and not just the best, is something that I've really kind of made a focus of my work.
That's excellent. Well, congratulations. It's exciting. You're involved in these conversations at the national level. Your research is being cited. You've engaged this incredible community of urban leaders. Tell us a little bit about what's next for you. What do you want to be doing 5 years from now? Where do you see yourself having impact moving forward?
I'd love to be doing the same thing I'm doing now 5 years from now, because I think, it's a great job and I love what I do. And something I'd love to continue contributing to is that kind of national conversation, whether it's the Aspen Institute or other committees that are developed. I think being able to add an urban lens to any national conversation is important, because we do have a lot of athletes that do come from our urban schools. But, a lot of the times they'll get, poached to a private school, to, something else before they go on to college. And we want to build up our urban schools as kind of something for everyone. So, if you're the kid that has to work 3 days a week and you only have 2 days, let's find something for you to do. It may not be the varsity team because that's a larger commitment, but we can still offer an opportunity for you to kind of, you know, coming after school and play ball with your friends and have a great opportunity that can connect you back to the school, which is the most important. So, you know, I'm hoping to continue doing what I'm doing, but obviously continue to have a voice in that national conversation and ultimately be able to use Philadelphia as kind of a building ground for those different ideas and those different recommendations that come about on how to get more kids involved and how to reimagine our school sports programs, especially in our urban communities.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Lynch, for sharing the impact that the EDD has had on your professional practice and all of the accomplishments and accolades that you talked about. They don't only affect you, but just the students in Philadelphia, their families, their communities. And I just appreciate you being a voice that is not often included at certain tables in leadership, particularly in sports. You brought up a really good point regarding sometimes our most elite athletes in Philadelphia, they go to friend schools or other private schools, particularly around here. And, you know, why not look at what we have here and how to make it great? And I think that's the biggest impact that you have already had. And I'm excited that you will continue to have that impact here. So just want to thank you for being a guest. And before you go, we do have a few lighter questions for you. So the first is, what is something that you recently learned or discovered?
That's a good one. Just anything not related to anything,
you know, could have been using a remote control.
I got a 3-year-old and I got a 9-month-old, and I'll just say one thing I recently learned or discovered are 3-year-olds pick up talking quicker than I would have ever have thought. You know, I feel like it was, you know, right at the start of the pandemic, my little guy was barely even talking. And now it's like we're having full conversations and arguing over the remote half the time, too. So, that would probably be something I've recently discovered is just the constant development of the young mind.
Thank you. That's exciting. 3-year-olds are exciting,
too. Yeah, they are.
Great ages. Absolutely. So you may have a ton of these, Jimmy, but what is your favorite or one of your favorite inspirational quotes?
Oh, that's a good one. So I would say probably most relative to the EDD, I would say would be a quote by Steve Prefontaine, who was an Olympic runner back in the 70s, who passed away too young, actually was one of the visionaries behind the Nike Corporation with Bill Bowerman and Phil Knight. And his famous quote was, to give anything less than your best is to sacrifice the gift. And that's something that rang true with me throughout the process, because again, you know, it's very easy to cut corners and not give it your all. And one thing I was very fortunate of, not saying that this was a positive in any way, but obviously when the pandemic shut everything down, I was very lucky enough to have my research already completed at that time. So all I needed to do was kind of sit down and start writing. So lucky me, can't leave the house, can't go anywhere for, you know, a couple months. I was able to really kind of start writing. And that's when I kind of picked back up my love of writing. You know, obviously doing the papers throughout the process is very monotonous, but kind of diving into the dissertation writing and writing your chapters 4 and 5, made me really make sure that I was putting my best foot forward and not just kind of getting done and, you know, a certain number of pages or just getting it done on time, but making sure that you're putting your best product out there.
That is a great quote, and it really transcends all environments. I thought you were going to say you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
That was a close one, the John Wooden one, where, you know, life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react from it. Yeah, there's a couple of them. So, yeah, but that was the Fontaine one's one, personally and professionally, one I always kind of rely back on.
Yeah, well, I love that one. So we have one more last question for you. What will finally break the internet?
That's a good one. I don't know. It's funny, you know, I still remember the whole Y2K concern. I think I was probably, you know, in middle school at the time, but the whole Y2K, you know, oh my God, it's just going to happen. And I don't know, Y2K didn't break the internet. I don't think I've seen anything up until then and for it. But, you know, I think there's a lot of positives for the internet, and hopefully we can kind of get our handle on it. But I mean, I don't know. Maybe if the Sixers win the NBA finals, maybe that'll break it. break the city, but it may not break the internet.
Well, given the current context of the Sixers, we won't really dive into
it. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, I'll, like I hear right you now. On that one.
I'll leave it with that, but it has been a pleasure to have EDD alumnus Dr. Jimmy Lynch on Impact today. Thank you, Dr. Lynch, for sharing with us. We are always incredibly honored and excited to hear about the amazing ways our EDD alums are having an impact in the world. Dr. Lynch's bio will be posted with the link to this episode on our EDD program webpage. Thank you for tuning in to Impact. We look forward to the next episode where we hear from other alums about the impact that earning a Drexel EDD has had on their professional practice, research, policy changes, and the larger society. Goodbye for now.